cornucopia of issues over there.
So this latest one with Bob Davie, and I was reading your story, this isn't the first time that something like this has come up with player exit interviews and things like that, saying that they felt awkward around Bob Davie. But in terms of mistreatment of players, this is kind of blossomed here. What exactly did you find out about what's going on with this investigation and with Bob Davie?
So most of what I feel comfortable sort of sharing with you is what I put in the story. There's a lot more I've found out, but just haven't been able to source up to a threshold I'm comfortable with. But essentially what I reported this morning was within the last couple of months, UNM hired an outside investigator to look into allegations that players have made against Davie this year. Now, some of the issues, I think, stem back a ways, but the what prompted the investigation and the university moving to investigate him, or to at least delegate this, was comments that were made most likely during the annual student-athlete exit interview period, which at UNM and I think many other schools takes place in the spring at the very end of the sports season. The university gathers athletes together, mainly outgoing athletes, outgoing seniors and perhaps some underclassmen, and ask them questions about their experience. And it's my understanding that from this principally is where a number of allegations were made along the lines of players feeling that they'd been mistreated, and there was a lot of specifics. I'm not reporting the specifics because that's where I don't feel as comfortable with what I have sourced, but specific allegations about mistreatment. And then another issue, there was quite a few. The two that I was told most about was mistreatment of players, and then the way in which coaches may have been involved or handled the NCAA mandated drug testing program. Again, I'm not as clear on the sourcing on that, but that was what was told to me by four sources who were familiar in one way or shape or form with the investigation.
So when they're talking about the drug testing, is that the implication, I guess, at this point is that the drug testing may have not been carried out correctly, and there may be problems with players who might have failed the drug test if they'd been done properly? Is that what they're talking about?
I don't know I don't have a sense of whether or not this was stuff that was done to drug tests or after the process, or if stuff was done before to sort of give players heads up. That I don't know. I'm not as clear on what the specifics of that allegation are. I just was told by my sources that it has to do with the way in which coaches and maybe specifically Davie might have been involved in the drug test process.
I know you can't, you're not comfortable getting into specifics, but I guess if I can skirt around that a little bit, are they serious allegations in terms of if you find out, or if said they are true, is this going to be a big, big deal showing up?
Yeah, they're quite serious, the allegations, and serious enough that, so I had done this last, or actually at the beginning of the year, I had made a public records request for the notes related to student-athlete exit interviews from the previous two seasons, for the 2014-15 and 15-16-17 seasons for all of the athletes. So this is volleyball players, track athletes, football players. And I reported a story earlier this year about what I found from some of those documents. And, you know, one of the main targets of player discontent mentioned in those was Bob Davie. He's not mentioned by name, but he's mentioned as the head football coach. And so this sort of stuck out to me, along with some other things I had heard, that there was clearly some issues there. But these were relatively benign comments. Again, the notes I got were not the actual transcripts of what players said. It was the notes that were sort of summarizing, for the university's purposes, what was said by some of these athletes. And so I attempted in May to get the latest batch. This would have been the batch for this year. And it appears that UNM, they came back to me and said, well, these documents no longer exist. So perhaps they're no longer taking notes, because I've sort of tipped them off that this is something that a reporter might want to look at. But from my understanding, it was in the course of the most recent athlete exit interviews where much more serious allegations, much more specific allegations than what was reflected in the previous notes were made, and that's what sort of prompted this. Because again, I think the crucial thing is it's an outside investigation. That's an adding a layer of seriousness that this is not something that's just being handled within the campus or within certainly within the athletics department, that this is something that they have felt required some outside arm's length entity to investigate it.
When did the new athletic director at UNM come on board? Would this action from last May be after he was made the AD or before he became AD?
The new athletic director has come on board within the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Because my understanding from people I've talked to in the athletic departments around here, and I've been doing this for 50 years, the new guy is kind of a hard ass that was brought in to shape the place up. I mean, that was the indication I've gotten is that this is a guy that's supposed to be, you know, there to clean house, basically.
Yeah, it's a little hard to say. I don't have enough of a feeling, again, just because he's just come on board. Mm-hmm. It's hard to know exactly what there's not enough body of work to be able to judge sort of his approach towards this. I think this investigation would have started prior to his arrival. My understanding, this might have started a month or two ago. He only came in within the last couple of weeks. So this was already set in motion before he came. And yeah, I don't really have a read on him yet. He's too new and haven't had an opportunity to sort of judge him in his role yet.
Daniel Libet, our guest, nmfishbowl.com. Daniel, I mean, this on top of the Paul Krebs fiasco, how he left with, you know, boosters getting golf trips to Scotland, unpaid, boxes at the basketball arena. I mean, it's just another thing on top of what has already been kind of a mess with the athletics department, right?
It's adding to it's definitely adding another straw to the camel's back here. I think there's some consistent through lines and themes to all of this. There's clearly an issue of oversight and transparency within the athletics department. I'm not entirely sure that this is necessarily unique. A lot of the stories I'm going to do something unseemly and toot my own horn here. A lot of the stories that have emerged, I've had some hand in sort of unearthing. I've made it a project over the last 10 or 11 months to set up a website that just covers one athletics department purely through the lens of public service journalism. So I've basically spent 10, 11 months just investigating the University of New Mexico. It's my hometown program, so they've been the unfortunate victim of my attentions here. But there's clearly, beyond just what might be consistent or found in other places, there's clearly a leadership vacuum and a transparency and accountability problem that's dated back a number of years, and now the stuff is finally bubbling up to the surface.
Well, what's interesting is, you know, we all know what happened with Mike Loxley and the situation there. I mean, that was just a disaster. Not only was he just seeming like he had lost control of himself and the program, but he wasn't winning games either. Bob Davies winning games, and now this is coming out as well. So, I mean, you're a New Mexico guy, New Mexico native. Can he survive this because they've won games? Or, you know, in this day and age, in this culture, with mistreatment of players, it's kind of hard to justify that if indeed these allegations are true, right?
Right. Well, and that's what matters, is what's true and what ultimately surfaces. But yeah, I think there's always naturally a tension when you have a winning coach to maybe not want to follow up on allegations or accusations. I'm not entirely sure what was said and how the university was alerted to these things, whether or not they were alerted to these things some time ago, but only more recently decided to investigate it. But I think that's one of the key things. I mean, they're now in the crosshairs in terms of that as well. You know, when did they know? How did they respond? And was there some sort of gap? And was the gap big between when things were first brought to their attention along these lines and when they decided to actually commit to investigating them?
Really good stuff. Daniel Libet, check it out, nmfishbowl.com. Of course, we cover stuff in the Mountain West, so it's pertinent to us. We appreciate the time. Daniel, good stuff, and we'll chat again. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye. There you go.